Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, this whole dystopian future thing, getting here way quicker than we thought.
What happened?
Well, less than a year ago, we heard about a proposal from the Greece Police Department to put up surveillance cameras on street corners. And in that time, when that debate started, not only did Greece get them, the city and county are getting them as well. But I would argue this is even more extreme than that.
Really?
Some would say it helps our law enforcement a ton. But I don't know how excited you would be to all of a sudden have this buzzing over your head.
Buzzing?
Buzzing.
The hell's a buzzing?
Hanging out.
Dog buzzing on me?
You hanging out at the breaker? Yeah. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a story coming from the city of Syracuse. And the reason we bring this up is based on recent trends. If this happens this close to us, it may not be that far off from appearing in the greater Rochester area. The Syracuse Police Department, along with the city of Syracuse, wants to implement a drone first responders program.
So how does this work?
All right. Let's say they get a call, 911 call, that is what they consider, quote, low priority.
Okay.
Instead of sending a member of the police department, they would send a drone.
What does it do?
The drone has a camera on it, and it gives the police department video and lets them assess if there is further police presence needed. The police department says they can also use it to assess situations faster when it may take a little longer for police to get there so they know what they are walking into.
Okay.
All right, so this is very important, and I want everybody to listen. Okay? You ready? Yeah. The drones would be run by an outside company.
Okay.
The company is called Axon, and they refer to themselves as a drone first responder company.
Oh.
They have already implemented this technology with police departments in cities in Ohio, Michigan, and California.
Okay. So the drones, but I would have to call 911 and say I got a problem.
Yeah, you call 911 like it's a normal issue.
All right, help.
Okay.
Yeah, please help.
The first thing, I got the drone looking around, seeing what's going on.
All of a sudden, drone is floating over wherever you are.
And then the drone assesses?
The drone, well, no, there is someone on the other end of the camera that is assessing the situation.
Right.
So either that is to assess if the police department is needed, or in a situation that they would like eyes before they get there, they are seeing what the situation is before they walk in.
All right.
Now, again, it is run by an outside company. Some folks in Syracuse do not like this.
So they like it? Do they not like the drone or the outside company running the show, not the police department?
Well, let's go down the list. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The city council out that way was supposed to vote on this last week, but the community gave so much pushback. The city council is now asking the Syracuse Police Department to back up and make changes based on the concerns. And, Tommy, those concerns are, one, privacy.
Okay.
Not only are you going to have a drone camera just flying around filming everybody what they're doing, right? It's also run, as you said, by a private company.
Yes.
Who is getting access to this footage of what is happening? Two, the issue of surveillance. When does this get brought up?
Yeah, how is it activated?
Exactly, because it's one thing to use this on a person-on-person crime.
Yeah.
It is quite another thing if this technology could be implemented.
It's just hovering all the time.
And, well, just be on patrol.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like a squad car.
Or could be used to record and identify people at things like demonstrations and protests. People are worried about that. And the third issue is deployment. Folks are concerned that this will decrease police response times and potentially put people in danger if the drone is an option.
Because they got to wait for the drone to get there, and then the drone or whoever's behind the camera to make the assessment, and then they send out.
So part of it's that. Another part of it is folks are concerned that when you have the ability to use technology, it dulls the response that you had before.
Let the robot deal with it.
Well, kind of, yes. Like, if this becomes policy and a police officer getting there first would have saved somebody, but they deploy the drone instead because that's what they've been doing before.
Okay.
Right. You know, we've got issues. All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are we in on Drone Cop?
Drone Patrol, tonight on CBS. Oh,
that is 100% a CBS show, and I base that on having to watch 911 with my daughter every week.
911 Phoenix, Drone Patrol.
You guys okay with Drone Cop?
No, not really.
You don't like Drone Cop?
It just seems too, like, eye in the sky just watching your ass.
Well, I think, and also if
looking at you, ooh, it can read your mind?
Yes.
If I make the decision to call the police, I want a police officer there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, even if maybe they don't see it as a necessity right away, like I do.
Okay,
in that like if you're making the call, like that's what you're hoping
but
for.
But maybe we start getting fancier drones, so like they would be armed, and then they would say, and then they would just drop the handcuffs down. Put these on. Do not move.
Why are they talking?
Handcuff like, yourself.
Why would new technology talk like 1950s?
I have
cuffs?
No idea.
Okay, to play devil's advocate on Kimmy's point there, right? Because again, look, I'm kind of with you. I look at this and I go, ooh.
Yeah.
I guess the argument would be, you know, Kimmy wants a cop there, but let's say the call before yours is just some woman that's like, "There's a cat that's bothering me."
Yeah.
Well, then, if you keep the system you have now, that cop may be tied up dealing with that situation where your actual emergency situation doesn't get a police.
But are we really our response times that bad that they're not getting there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't have to
warrant all this.
I don't have that information. But, I mean,
because that would help. Like if you were telling me, we're just overwhelmed and we don't have the budget to hire more officers, but these things are cheap. That's an argument.
Well, I wonder if it's response time driving it or unnecessary calls driving it. Like, are they getting overwhelmed with so many like silly complaints that this kind they feel like this may satisfy some of those people making those calls?
All right, but I mean, again, for everything you gain, you lose something. That's just how life works, yeah. Right? So is what you are gaining here worth what you are losing here? Because I got to be honest, I'm with you. I don't love this.
No.
Like, there are so many ways this can go wrong.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, if you're going to sit down and think about this, does the good that would come from this, because I guess there would be good, does it outweigh the bad that would come from
what
this?
If the problem's inside somewhere?
Well, then you got to ask them to open the window.
Like,
open the window like, for 1950s guess, drone cop.
How often is the drone even going to be effective in these situations?
I mean,
because it would have to be an issue going on outside, right?
There is data because this
can
is
you
our
talk to the drone. I don't know how does this work.
It's a good question. There's data. This
they drop down a microphone. What do you want?
And then they see it's Tommy. They pull the microphone back.
How long does it take the drone to get there?
It's a good question. I mean, there's got to be data. This already exists in other cities in other states. So
yeah.
All right, so Troy writes us on Instagram before we go to the phones.
What's he saying?
This is a pretty common argument. He says, what are these people bitching about privacy for? If you're not doing anything wrong, then it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Explain.
I have a right to my privacy. Yeah, in this country, not like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry about it. We're going to just keep watching.
That sounds like the words of a criminal. That's what it sounds like to me.
What if I want to, you know,
you hiding cocaine in your shecket? Is that a cocaine shecket?
I could. I got nice pockets.
Well, what if that drone too, on its way to a call, passes by your backyard and sees you got one too many pot plants growing back there? You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna see some stuff on its way to that call.
But
that,
Troy's
you know,
argument is, if you weren't doing that wrong, then you wouldn't be in trouble. 252 WCMF, the city of Syracuse and the police department are weighing drone cop option. Again, these would be drones that would be deployed ahead of the police department to either assess a situation to see if an actual police officer is needed or what they are walking into. And it's run by an outside company. They're called Axon, I believe. And they already have deployed these in cities in Ohio, Michigan, and California. They were supposed to vote on this, the city council in Syracuse, last week. But the pushback from the public was so much, they've asked the police department to back up and redo their pitch to the community. Let's talk to Greg. Hey, Greg, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hey, you guys stole my thunder with a call, too. I was thinking, you know, you got to prioritize. Everyone bitches about taxes being too high all the time. And, you know, we send a cop to look for a cat in a tree or whatever. And
by the way, they're not going to be doing that much after what happened earlier this week.
That's true.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think you guys made a lot of good point in the Instagram thing. Like, hey, we got to prioritize, and I'm going to push back on Tommy's thing. I say if you're screwing up, and I'm surprised Tommy said that, if you're screwing up and doing something illegal, then, you know what Beretta said, if you can't do the crime, don't do or whatever. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
So. All right, Greg, but counterpoint here, all right? Greg, you do something illegal every day. We all do. We all do something against the law every day. And in fact, you do something that is more illegal than you think it is because we all think we know the law and we don't. So, Greg, it's easy when we picture criminals in our heads to go, well, what are they? You know, they're worried about it. I'm not. But all of a sudden, and I think people are finding this the last couple of months, folks that thought they were on the right side of the law, wait a minute, when it's used against me, I don't like it so much anymore.
Yeah, I get the point, but I would think or hope they only use it for serious stuff.
Why?
They're not gonna, you know, your grass isn't trimmed to the right height
but,
or something.
But Greg,
and gonna,
why?
You know,
why would you assume that?
I don't know, because I'm a pragmatic person. I don't know. Good
question. Let's not bring religion into this.
Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I mean, look,
yeah,
I get it. I get the idea. And it comes back to like watching cop shows and movies when we were kids. Mm-hmm. There are good guys and there are bad guys. That's not true. There are shades of gray. Everybody listening to this show does something illegal every single day. And
but
you do something that is way more illegal than you think.
Take the crime out of it. Do you want to be surveilled all the time?
I mean,
do you want to live where they're just watching you? Whatever you're doing, 24/7, because that's kind of where we're at now with cameras.
As somebody who pays attention to all those neighborhood apps for where they wind in, anytime a rogue drone shows up in somebody's neighborhood or town, it is like the talk of the thread of that neighborhood for like days. Whose drone is this? I've noticed it between the hours of 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon flying over my backyard. It is too low for regulation. Like, people freak out when that stuff shows up in their yard or anywhere near them.
I think everybody wants it, but not in their neighborhood.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect point. Perfect point. You're
over
right.
there where it's bad.
Yeah,
in my house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And look, past all that, right? The, you know, it's only for bad. I think the big issue for me is who is controlling it and where does that information go? Because you want to believe that stuff like this, like we've been talking about, is used just to keep people safe. But we've seen over and over again in local governments across America that's just not true. Because as we speak, a former high-ranking member of the Greasetown government is facing charges for allegedly hiring someone to track two private citizens with devices that were attached to their car.
Oh, yeah.
And those people say that happened because they were critical of the town on social media. And that is a real story.
Yeah.
You can go Google it and get all the details if you want. You cannot guarantee that type of stuff will not happen.
No, especially when people are involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how this stuff goes. Once this technology shows up, it doesn't go away. There is no trial run.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we in the greater Rochester area are going to be a community now with law enforcement cameras that they got in Greece that are now coming to the county and the city forever. And even the red light cameras, Tommy, for all those years that were taken down because they were so bad.
And nobody was paying the ticket anyway.
There are now calls to bring those back and possibly countywide.
Oh, look at that.
So, like, once it's here, it doesn't leave.
Yeah.
So, if you get here and go, oh, I don't like it. No, you can't, really.
So, drone patrol will not be canceled on CBS?
I don't know.
Coming up tonight after the late game. Drone patrol.
Do you think there'd be pushback here if it showed up?
Oh, I think anywhere. I think any community does not want it over their own head.
Yeah.
But counterpoint, Tommy, there wasn't enough pushback in Greece to keep those cameras off the light poles.
This is a little different because now it's like hovering over my house.
Right, right. It's one thing if you're driving on a road.
Right.
You know, you don't own that road.
Okay, that's a good
point. But now this thing is like in my backyard. Like,
yeah.
It's your own private property.
Yeah.
All right, so we got two Instagram messages that kind of go together here.
What's that?
Dalton writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, FYI, Axon Drone, run by the same company that outfits police departments with body cams. Almost every police department uses Axon body cams. To that point, this other Instagram message, Duffy, cameras with law enforcement are a good thing. Think of how many times a body camera has gotten to the bottom of allegations facing all kinds of people on both sides of the law. And that's a valid point.
Okay.
That is a valid point.
All right. But again, that's on a police officer who's working. This is just something that's zipping around my house.
I would also argue too to the footage aspect of it, right? Like, you're right. any footage of an interaction is good for everybody.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to law enforcement, because you
clears things up.
Yes, an unfettered thing. But let's say there was a discrepancy in how something went down. Would the community be able to access that footage if there was a discrepancy? Because we have also seen in the past allegations of things where we don't see what happened until 3, 6, 9 months, a year later. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean,
instant access to the footage.
But then the counterpoint to that would be, if we can get access to that footage, what are we going to see from people in their private lives? Like you said, with the surveillance mm-hmm. part of it.
Oh, boy.
And would this mean less police officers? Because that would be the way to save money. And is that something you would want?
Yeah, but that's not good.
Okay, but let's say the technology can do it.
Yeah, but the technology.
But you still need somebody to show up, right? I mean, all that can do is
look.
Is look and assess the situation. You still need somebody to show up.
Like Kimmy's point, it can't go inside your house.
Right.
It can't go, knock on the door yet.
By the way, says who? Are we sure if there's a window open? Can this drone go inside?
Oh. Now without a warrant, droney.
That's another good question.
I think that's dangerous.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah. Like, you have to have a warrant to invade my property.
Well, it's not invading if you have a warrant.
Well, no, I got a still out back. I need to cover it up.
And the amount of people that are going to get the law wrong, like if that thing shows up in their yard, well, I'm going to shoot it down.
Yeah, you know that's coming.
Because it's on my property.
If you shoot it down, are you firing on the police department or this company?
That's a great question. All of these things are valid questions, man.
It's my airspace.
And like all of this is happening so fast that none of these questions get answered from the initial technology that we have before the next technology shows up. Because I'm still not entirely sure legally how these cameras work that are hanging off of light poles in the town of Greece, the city of Rochester, and in Monroe County. And for those who don't know that story, these cameras have plate readers on them. And the argument from the police departments that installed these things is that it gives them the ability to find stolen cars, missing people.
Yeah.
And every time they catch somebody with these cameras, they run it out and they go, look what we did. This is what these cameras are doing.
I mean, there is a benefit to this.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
But.
Yeah, no. It's a trade-off, like you said. And I guess in this technology, like you said, is not leaving. Mm. It's going to hang.
Yeah.
So this may be inching towards the future, slowly but surely.
But I mean, what more is there, man? Like it feels like the only way we can go further is to have a camera in everybody's house. And I know that sounds absolutely insane.
And they're already there.
I mean, so there's another story that hit this week with Ring Cam, and I want to make sure that I get this right.
What's that,
Kimmy? Can you pull this up? Ring Cam facial recognition.
Oh.
And the way the story went is Ring Cam is now going to start saving faces.
Okay, they come to your door.
Yeah, you got it. And there's no way for you to opt out of it.
Oh.
So, like, if you were to walk up to somebody's Ring Cam, it scans your face, and that now keeps your face. So I don't even have the ability, like, let's say you don't want to have your face read by a camera at a sporting event.
Yeah.
You can just not go to the game, and you're fine. This would eliminate that.
So what's the benefit?
It's a database of people's
faces.
But,
I mean, I guess you're on.
But who's getting to look at that besides Ring Cam?
Great question.
Right?
Because we did find out, too, that Ring Cam was sharing footage unknowingly from customers with police departments. They had to change that policy.
Because I don't know who owns Ring Cam.
Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Amazon owns Ring Cam.
So it's going to be called Familiar Faces. And, it's facial recognition. It's a new feature for Ring Cams. I don't know. I would assume it's on new Ring Cams. I don't think it's, if you have an older one, you can get it.
But that's a massive problem.
It seems like an unnecessary overreach.
I mean, look, we'll just lay it out what it is. Mm. One of the richest men in the world,
yes,
who was already sharing, without knowledge of customers, video with law enforcement, is now going to have your face saved in a database.
Mostly Amazon drivers' faces saved on that. That's just going to be on it the most.
Nothing can go wrong.
No, totally fine. Probably fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When you are selling your house, there are things you should let buyers know.
Okay.
In fact, there is information that is so important to buyers, it's against the law to keep it from
them. Yeah.
But this is one of those things.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the pipes or the mold or how the roof is holding up. It's all about what might be going bump in the night.
Damn.
You hanging out in the break room? Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
We are smack dab in the middle of spooky season.
Oh, yeah.
But what if I told you things in some people's homes are spooky 365 days a year?
So it's slam with like scary.
You got it. Did you know?
What's that?
When you are selling a home in New York State, legally, you are forced to disclose if your house is haunted.
Okay, if I don't.
Okay.
Let's say I don't.
Yeah.
I guess I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
How do you prove it is?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So when you say haunted, does that mean like you have to? I know you have to disclose if somebody died in it, right?
That I don't.
I don't think so.
I don't think you do.
Murder?
Well, you could die in all kinds of ways.
Yeah. I don't think it matters how they died.
Why would that? I mean, let's say grandma, you know, I die in that house. I'm old.
I don't think you have to tell them.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you have to tell them, but if they ask, you have to disclose that information, maybe.
That I don't know.
I thought like you were supposed to, but I don't know.
When it comes to your house being haunted and having to disclose that, I will explain the information I have and you make your own judgment. So this law exists because of an issue that happened in 1991. A man outside of New York City bought a house from a family, and that family had done interviews in the past in Reader's Digest about how they lived with friendly ghosts.
Oh.
The man was unaware of the hauntings until after he bought it, and he wanted out of the contract because they didn't disclose it. So he sued them. This case made it all the way to the state Supreme Court.
Why?
And they sided with the guy who
bought the house. You've got to be kidding me.
It's known as the Ghostbusters ruling. New York is the only state in America where you have to legally disclose if your house is haunted before you sell it.
So fun fact. So you have to disclose that, but you don't have to necessarily disclose that a death in the home.
So, well, if they're not haunting the house, why does it matter?
But that's like crazy that like you do that before you do.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's why we're here.
That's insane. Yeah. But okay.
So you don't like this?
Well, of course it's ridiculous.
Is it because you're trying to sell a haunted house?
Well, maybe.
Ooh. He's doing his set. Boo. How do I know if my house is haunted?
You don't.
Well, no. I mean, there are people that believe their home.
I understand that.
Can you get like an official, like the people who
certificate,
do, like the ghost tours and everything? Like, do they come and they say, like, you check a box, like, yes, this house is haunted, or no, it's not?
All right, so you're asking
almost like an inspection.
So, like a ghost hunter.
Yeah.
They come in and they inspect the house and they like put a stamp of approval on it. Here's the problem with the ghost hunter. I've never seen any of those ghost hunters go anywhere that. It turned out it wasn't haunted.
Yeah, they always seem to find something.
No activity here.
Right? I mean, there's never been a scenario where the guy went in and was like, fresh out of ghosts.
Yes.
No ghosts here
at
all.
I mean, do people want to disclose that because they think it'll be a selling point to some people? So like, are there people looking for that?
So let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge that New York State is the only state in America where you legally have to disclose if your house is haunted while you are selling it. That's a great question because you're right. There are people who pay money to go stay in haunted hotels.
Right.
Right? They will take trips to
the tours,
old hospitals, asylums.
Yeah.
But would those people want to live in that scenario? Would that up the value or lower the value of people's
Because if you really believe in it, you know how creepy it can be.
And look, Kimmy, the only reason this exists is because a man did not want to live in a supposed haunted house.
Which makes him look like such a goddamn weirdo.
I don't know. He got out of the deal.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I am curious, like, are there realtors out there listening, 252-WCMF, who have had a situation like this?
Where somebody asks, hey, is this thing haunted?
Or the seller says, I think our house is haunted. Like, do you put that on, like, the Zillow listing? Like, if
But it would hurt your sale.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, because you want to reach everybody. You don't want to have it so, like, only people that find this cool want to buy my house. So I would think you don't want that out there.
But it says you have to legally disclose it.
I do if I believe my house is haunted.
Okay. Like you'd have to
I don't
say
believe my house is haunted. I don't believe in ghosts. So I heard a noise, but I don't know what it was. Could have been a raccoon.
Oh, well, I thought I had mold and my left eye won't open, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
So now we're going to disclose things that we can't even prove, and there's no scientific basis of it?
Yes.
Oh, this sounds great. So should I disclose that Tylenol causes autism or causes circumcision or, you know, any number of quack things?
By the way, if Tylenol causes circumcision, you're using the Tylenol wrong, I think.
Yeah, you probably are.
Now, you don't have to tell me that. You have to tell other people. Listen, this brings up all kinds of legal issues. I mean, you are entering a contract, a real estate sale, and you're telling me you have to disclose something that nobody can prove? This is asinine. I didn't know this before you said it this morning.
But it's the Casper Act, yeah.
The Casper Act. Here's the thing, though. It's been around since 91. I mean, so this has been a thing that's existed for over 30 years.
I mean, well, what is the repercussions of this? Can somebody come after you because they think that you sold them a haunted house?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
But they could never prove it, so it's a pointless law, to Jeremy's point.
Well, again, but to recap here, so the way this worked out is the people that owned this home back in 1991 that sold it, they had done interviews previously in Reader's Digest saying, our house is haunted.
Okay, so they said
it out loud. It was on public record. Right. So when the guy who bought it unknowingly found these articles, he sued to get out of the contract, Jeremy, and the Supreme Court, it eventually made it to the state Supreme Court, they sided with him.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Jeremy's mad.
I am mad because I take scientific literacy pretty seriously.
We all do.
And, I mean, come on. I don't know how to overstate it again. You're entering into a legal binding contract with something you cannot prove. This is asinine.
Hey, take it to the courts.
I don't know what else to say.
Take it to the courts, Jeremy. Talk to the judge, Jeremy.
Go Bills, screw yourselves, see you, Dick.
Go Bills. Thanks, Jeremy. Matthew writes us on Instagram. I'm sorry. Duffy at WCMF. We were told our house was haunted when we bought it. Three people died in the house in 1920.
Wow, look at that. Okay. Lucky
you. But people did die in the home, so you can point to that.
But
as not evidence, but yeah, like there were people that passed here.
But I guess what's surprising is the buyers told them when they bought it, this house is haunted. So maybe the realtor came to him and said, you should disclose this just to make sure we're all in the clear.
And again, it's the 1920s because nobody haunts from the 80s.
Maybe there's better, like, heaven technology now.
Where you don't have to haunt anymore?
An Easy Pass.
Oh, okay.
Like, as soon as Easy Pass technology showed up, the ghost disappeared.
Maybe that's
I mean, look, if we draw a timeline of technology, you know, Easy Pass shows up, no ghosts after that.
Okay. So as ghosts kind of went away, UFOs started to show up, right?
Oh!
So think about that. So, like, the ghosts were, like, in the 20s, the UFOs started showing up in the 50s.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
That's where it all went.
Bill writes us. He's surprised you're angry about this. He says the ghosts in Tommy's house listened to jazz, heard him the other day.
I was a little confused.
252 WCMF. Okay, we're starting to get what sounds like people who know what they're talking
about. Okay, this is good. Like experts in the spiritual world.
Not just Jeremy yelling into the void. Again, 252 WCMF. New York State is the only state in America where you have to disclose before you sell your home if it is haunted. And it goes back to a court case in 1991 where a man sued after he found out the people that sold him the house believed it was haunted. It went to the state Supreme Court and they sided with him. It is known as the Ghostbusters Law. Bridget's on CMF. Bridget, square us up here. What's going on?
So you only have to legally disclose it if you've made it public knowledge that it's haunted. So if you're making a big deal out of it, if you don't know, quote unquote, then you just sell your house.
Okay, Bridget, are you a realtor?
No.
Well, then why am I listening to you, Bridget?
It's a Google search, Duffy.
Well, Google doesn't have everything all... Shut up, Bridget. No, but I mean, that even
Google
brings
search.
Up...
I guess that makes sense. Like, if you sold people on, like, you know, come experience our ghosts at some point in your home ownership.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense, what Bridget said. But then again, like, okay, when you say public record, what's public record? I get in this case, right? Like, you're in Reader's Digest. Everyone can see it.
Yeah.
But if I, Bridget, say to a friend of mine who just happens to know the owner of the house that I think my house is haunted, can that come back to bite me in the ass?
Well, if you...
What's cool to say about that, Bridget?
Nothing about it.
What's that? Say that again.
I'm sorry. If the previous owner says, we know nothing about it, we didn't think it was haunted,
it can't come back to bite anyone.
No, I'm saying, like, let's say,
I come and I tell Pat, hey, I think my house is haunted.
And then my buddy buys Tommy's house. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Tommy said the house was haunted. And he goes, what?
Is that
record enough?
Public acknowledgement?
No.
I got to get into Reader's Digest. I don't even read that anymore.
No, it's been all digested. Yeah. Bridget, thank you for all the info.
It's got to be like on Facebook or something.
It's got to be like on Facebook.
Oh, it's got to be documented on Facebook.
It's got to be written.
All right. Bridget, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
Bridget don't know nothing.
Of course not.
You don't know. No, you ain't no lawyer. You ain't no realtor.
She's pulling out of Bridget's butt.
You listen to the break room. Clark writes us, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Just toured a house on Monday. It was being sold in an estate sale. Our realtor asked if we wanted to find out if someone in the house died. Not sure of the legality if we asked if it needs to be disclosed.
I mean, like, if you're buying, like, an old house in town, mm-hmm. why would you even... I mean, odds are maybe somebody died in the 1920s in that house. Because, like, sometimes people went home to die.
Sure.
Like, they had those, you know... They just laid in, you know, until they passed.
It happens more now than I think it did in the past. I mean, there are hospice, you know, setups where you come home.
So what does that even mean?
Well, I guess the difference would be how they died.
If they died
of a carbon monoxide leak.
Okay, well, that...
I'd like to know that.
Well, that would be an issue.
Well, no, but that's what I mean. You wouldn't know unless you asked. He died of 5 lightning strikes on 7 different days. Like, I would like that information.
That's a very unlucky man.
Or the house has an issue.
Yeah, I mean, it was something horrible.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what do you got?
About 10 years ago, my husband had passed away in our home. And when I sold the home, they knew that he had passed away. And they had talked me into letting him take occupancy early. And then they tried to back out, saying it was haunted.
They thought you were...
They were trying to use the excuse that your house was haunted.
That your husband was haunting the house.
Right.
Your deceased husband.
All right, now, first of all, Kelly, I'm sorry for your
Which
loss.
Which is crazy, because he didn't do anything around that house when he was alive. Lazy bastard.
Kelly, does your husband seem like the kind of guy who, if he could, would haunt new residents of the house?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so Kelly...
He didn't haunt me.
So, Kelly, did they end up getting out of the deal?
No. Nope. They ended up having to stay with the deal because... They had known he had passed away. It was pretty common knowledge in our community.
But they didn't know that he was the haunting type, which you just admitted in public record, which I think Bridget means they can get out of the deal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Under the Bridget Act.
But he wasn't haunting me, so.
Well, yeah, he finally gets some peace and quiet, Kelly.
He never touched me.
Kelly, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Man, the balls you would have to have. Yeah. Hey, listen, I know.
Seriously, because you're specifically calling out a single ghost.
And a woman.
Yes.
On top of that. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's bad.
When Tommy Boulay says it's bad.
That's bad.
You know it's bad. Bad, bad, bad. All right. I'm going to finish with this.
Okay.
Because it comes from the mind of Skylar, and I think all things that come from the mind of Skylar.
Are you going to read it like Skylar?
Yeah, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Skylar writes on Instagram, why are there no dinosaur ghosts? It's easy, Skylar. Everyone knows dinosaurs have no souls.
Yeah.
You need a soul to haunt people. That's standard ghost science.
I do think southern dinosaurs are Christian.
Southern dino gonna... Eat your face, become gas. I don't know, one of those things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills, Falcons, 7 p.m. Monday night, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And we understand that the game is 3 days away.
Yeah.
But because of the holiday on Monday, all of everyone's schedules all sideways, mm-hmm. we wanted to make sure you all got the football coverage you deserve.
Yeah.
So we are doing it today. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Watch it.
You can do it with someone that you folks have been screaming for
yeah.
for a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
Because appearing this weekend, or excuse me, Monday night, 7 p.m. at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai. The one, the only.
Yeah, who's that?
Ryan Duffy.
Fun by the pound.
If you would like cheeseburgers, I advise you to get there early because this would not be the first time that Ryan ate the Chi-Lai Bill Grace out of cheeseburgers. By the way, we're finding the kiosk crew in our live stream is setting up a date to go meet Ryan.
Oh, buddy.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, so that's exciting.
Man, a lot of celebs.
Fantastic food, delicious drinks, and your Buffalo Bills, along with Ryan Duffy, Monday night, the WCMF Home Field Advantage with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. I am really interested to see.
I am, too. I am, yeah. This should be good.
I sense actual fear in you. Like, normally you come in and you're like, all morning. You're like, yeah, no.
I got it.
I lived in Atlanta in 1972. I know what I'm doing here. Because there are some football experts who, A, know anything about the team that the other team is playing, and B, will tell you things you want to hear. But only one man giver.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
Let's do this, buddy.
Over under. One half a sack. I'm not giving you credit for not being a dick. Over under. One half a sack for Bills defensive end, Joey Bosa. Tommy, this is your guy.
I know.
You were all about
Mr. Hollywood.
His big day against the Jets, you jumped on the Bosa train.
You bring him up every week.
Yep. And since the moment you brought him up, started bringing him up, he's been a ghost. You got called out by Dan Fates from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus on Friday trying to back up your boy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills need a pass rush.
Yeah.
Bosa was brought in to provide
He's got to get the job done.
Yes. The problem is Atlanta is tied for the second fewest sacks allowed in the NFL. In five games, the Falcons have only given up five sacks.
Mm.
Is this the week that Bosa gets his head on straight and gets to Michael Penix? Or does Atlanta's O-line keep Buffalo's pass rush from doing what they failed to do the last 3 weeks? Over under, one half a sack for Joey Bosa.
Well, you told me this team's got to show up and show us who they are.
Yeah, who are
you? And you brought this guy in, you're paying him all this money. Mr. Hollywood has got to have a Bosa bash on Mike Pence. So he's got to get to Mike Pence in a hurry.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, Pence. Pencey. Yeah, I'm going to take that. He's got to get it done,
no,
man.
Again, listen to what I just said.
Do your job.
Listen to what I just said.
Bring your touch.
The Falcons have some of the best pass protection in the NFL.
Yeah, but who have they played? And it's too early to really know that.
But can't you make the same argument about the Bills? Who have they played where you can't get to the quarterback?
Okay.
They usually get to Tua Tagovailoa every season. They couldn't get to him then. Last week.
It's like they come close. Just not can't there. Get there yet.
Just not there.
I mean, Joey Bosa's gotten close in a few, but he hasn't finished it off.
Bro, that half a second is an eternity in an NFL pass rush.
Hmm.
That none of that scares you.
No. He's got to get it done.
No, I know he's got to get it done. It's not does he got to. It's canna.
I got a good feeling. I got a good feeling about this kid.
He's not a kid.
Everybody's
my age.
You're a kid to me.
Okay.
I'm old.
So to be clear, you are.
Still believing in Bosa.
Yes. I'm a Bosa believer.
You are over.
I back Bosa.
One half a sack for Joey Bosa.
Yes.
All right.
Pence is going down.
Shut up. Our second pick for Tommy this morning.
Yep.
Over under.
Oh, how about that?
One half an interception for Josh Allen. Here's a not so fun statistic. Josh Allen has thrown an interception in back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, settled his ass down.
The one he threw last week in the red zone hurt bad.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are starting again about this Bills wide receiver core, if they have enough to get the job done. And Tommy, there are some arguing that the lack of open targets is putting Josh in a position to throw more interceptions.
He's forcing the ball a little bit. He's got to settle his ass down.
Well, but here's the thing. You can't settle it down when your wide receivers aren't getting space.
But you shouldn't be chucking a ball in places where there ain't nothing going on.
You got to throw it at some point. You can't eat it every play.
You got to run. Throw it out of bounds.
Okay. The Falcons are almost exactly average at taking the ball away through the air. They have three interceptions so far this season. Right. They're like 13th in the league. Is Josh going to feel the pressure to get this team back on track and maybe do too much? Or is McDermott going to pound into their heads that they need to take care of the ball after turning it over three times, and that's what really cost them the game, last week against the Patriots?
They got to straighten that out, bro. Come on.
Over, under, one half an interception for Josh Allen Monday night.
No, I think he's got to clear that up. He's got to be good.
All right, again.
Prime time.
He has to be, or they need to be.
You can't be half-assed.
Will they be?
I don't think he gets picked off. I don't know. What's the matter?
No half-assing?
No half-assing.
You know what's funny is, like, I don't even know any member of the defensive backfield in Atlanta. I can't even think of a player who's like, well,
Washington
this
is good. Shut Jonesy, up. Williams.
Shut up.
Smith is all right.
Okay. I mean, Kimmy, he didn't throw his first interception last year until week 8. And I understand that all of that, you know, there are drops and weird things have to happen, but.
But he's got to get back in that groove, man.
It ain't Josh, man.
You can't just say it ain't Josh.
It ain't Josh.
You can't be the guy and go, it's not any his fault.
Last week against New England, you had guys in one-on-one coverage, and he was putting the ball up for his guys to go win, and his guys could not win. His guys could not win. And I don't think the wide receiver core is in a bad way right now.
I don't know what's going on with Keon Coleman lately. Like, it seems like, I don't know, maybe there's some tension there?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. So to be clear, you are under one half an interception for Josh on Monday.
I think so.
All right, Tommy tells it like it is. Prime time edition for Monday night's game against Atlanta, 7 p.m. live on CMF. He is over half a sack for Joey Bosa. He is under one half an interception for Josh Allen. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready, buddy.
Along Kimmy's comments, over under one half a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
So I'm hearing some rumblings that there's tension between the two reported in the break room.
There's not tension between Josh and Keon.
Well, I heard tension, and it was reported, but the reporter didn't finish their statement.
There was drama with Keon.
What's the drama?
In the Patriots game. Kimmy, would you like to take this?
Well, I mean, he was for disciplinary actions.
Disciplinary
is what they called it. For violating team rules, he had to sit a series in that game last Sunday.
So did they ever say what that was?
They never really said what it was, but he's done it before, so I don't know, like, if
But it's on-field stuff. Is that the, like,
no, it's off the field.
Yeah, it's off the field.
But it could be something like showing up late to practice.
Right, right.
Yeah, he didn't get arrested.
If it's necessarily something. It's
what a stupid thing, like, to bench your guy. It just hurts you.
Yeah, but you gotta hold him accountable.
Yeah, and they're all about this team mentality. I mean, Sean McDermott doesn't mess around when it comes to that.
He doesn't mess around. He'll take the law.
He'll
make a statement.
If you're a pro, then show up on time. Follow the rules. Are you serious?
Follow the rules.
Are you serious?
We write these rules. I follow these rules.
Well, yes, that's exact. Yes. Yes.
The rules apply to you, Coleman.
Look, Sean McDermott seems to have a pretty good relationship with his players. As long as you just do what the guy asks you to do.
Yeah, it's all right.
But he's hurting his quarterback in the process.
Amen, sister. So despite being held out of the first series, he caught his second touchdown pass of the year last week.
Mm-hmm.
He also coughed the ball up on the first series that he played in. So he is a guy that's supposed to go and get it for you.
He's a second-year guy. Right?
Yes, he is. Right? He's got a big
body.
Every time
he makes a catch, he used to play college basketball at Michigan State.
And Kimmy, he is physical and amazing when
he's
on.
It's going to be that personal
guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Good dude.
Right. But he's definitely
He's
definitely a feast or famine player. Either he's going to give you everything he's got, or you're going to go, what the hell are you doing
here? Mm.
Just so you know,
yeah,
the Falcons are just outside the top 10 in touchdown passes allowed. They average just over one per game. So they're pretty good at defending passes.
Yeah.
Does Keon get his third touchdown catch of the year? Or is this everybody eats mentality going to work against him this week? Over under one half a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman.
I think Keon is comfortable going back down south where he's from. They're his people. He understands Atlanta.
You said Florida's not the South. You've said that on the air before.
First of all, he's from New Orleans. He's from Louisiana, and he played at Florida State.
You're right. Damn.
And Florida State is 600 miles away from Florida. So I'm going to say he's very comfortable going back down to Atlanta. These are his people. This is his kind of town. He's going to be very comfortable down there. He's going to like the accent. He's going to like the people talking slower. He don't like these fast-talking Northerners with their pushy ways. I think he's going to have a hell of a game.
All right. It took him four games to catch his second touchdown pass.
But he's going into a comfortable environment.
Okay. So to be clear.
I bet you he's got a ton of fans in the stands.
Okay.
Coming up from Tallahassee and over from, you know, Bossier City. Come see their guy.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, I did my research.
No, you
shut up.
You're
Tommy.
Just naming things that shut you know because you lived out because you had criminal family that lived in New Orleans because you spent 2 years in a kid's prison in Atlanta. That doesn't mean you know anything.
Kid prison.
Was it not kid prison?
Isn't every school a prison for kids?
Man. So to be clear, you are.
To be clear,
you are over one half a touchdown catch for
kids. Yeah, Campbell. Southern kid going back down south. He understands Southern football and he understands the ways. I think he's going to do great. He understands that culture.
Okay. Much different point spread this week than the last couple
of weeks. Well, it's cinched up because they've been sucking.
So the Bills have been favored by at least eight the last 3.5 weeks. It's different this week. They opened as 3.5-point favorites. I'm sorry. I want to pull it up just to make sure we get it
so
right.
So they're still a home. They're still a road favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Atlanta is a weird team. They are 2-2. So there are some weeks they look great. There are other weeks where they look terrible. They got blown out by the Carolina Panthers 30-0 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But like we said earlier this morning, they are coming off their bye week. So they have had 2 weeks to prepare for this Buffalo Bills team. All right, so the line as we sit, I'm sorry, I should have looked this up a second ago.
What's that?
Stand by. So everyone
I thought you said four points.
It was 4.5. I don't know if it currently is 4.5.
All right, I don't know why it's not showing up right now. Oh, oh damn it, I hit the button. Here we go. 4.5, she's right. Sorry, everybody. Tommy?
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if they do, is it by 4.5 points?
Well, they have to win. This is a game they've got to get.
No,
this.
No, it's not. I hate when you do this. If they lose the game, they're 4-2 going into
their
bye.
They're going to drop two games. They're going to take two straight losses going into a bye. That's a disaster.
I think they did that the year they lost to the Eagles going into the bye. Did they not? Did they not lose back-to-back games that year?
Well, that's not good.
I'm not saying it's good. I just, this idea they have to win.
I mean, they had to straighten out the problems they had last week.
This should be a game that they win.
They need it.
But it's not a must-win game. It's not a must-win game.
Keon's whole family's going to be there.
Okay.
Extended family.
You just made all that up.
Yeah. People coming in from Bossier City and Tallahassee.
Shut up with the Bossier City.
And they brought in food and everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so.
We just get this over with.
No, seriously. They have not covered in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 5 points or more?
The Bills are going to win. You can't tell me they can't cover 4.5 lousy points. They're gonna, of course,
they didn't last week.
Well, they got that last week. We ain't playing last week. We're playing this week. And I say yes. I say the Bills win.
He can't even do. He doesn't even know what impression he wants to do. I say. He's spazzing out right now.
I'm trying to think of like famous Atlanta people, and I can't think of anybody. Well, that I could do an impression of that would not seem derogatory. So what I'm going to say is, in my voice, I say that they win and they cover.
And that's it?
What's that? What, is that what?
That's the end. We're done with it. Yeah. They're just going to win by 5 points.
Oh, I mean, like, looking farther afield.
Again, they have not covered in 3 weeks before you open your stupid effing mouth.
Well, you just told me Carolina beat them by 30-0.
And then they went and beat Minnesota. And they blew out Minnesota, I believe, in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken.
So they're all over the place.
Yes.
You can't depend on them. So I think they can. I think they're going to put it to them.
So
they're going to put it to them.
Oh, my God. Yeah?
Yeah. It's going to be a blowout.
Okay.
It's going to be a Southern Keon Coleman, folks coming in from all over, blowout.
Wait, including what city?
Bossier City. And, of course, we're talking Shreveport. They're coming in from all over, man.
Okay. So just to recap, Tommy is over half a sack for Joey Bosa. He is under half an interception for Josh Allen. He is over one half a touchdown catch for Keon Coleman. He has the Bills winning. He has them winning by five. Again, just after 9 o'clock to recap those picks for our good friend from 95.7.
Yeah.
Mike Danger, he's in here.
He's something, that kid.
From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, a man you can meet Monday night at 7 o'clock.
That kid is, that kid's star is rising, man.
Ryan Duffy,
not so fast, Southern buddy. I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you mean,
Just go.
And I, you know what? Somebody might send out a little congratulations.
Go ahead.
It might be coming from Oklahoma.
Shut up. Nobody even knows who this is anymore. Nobody knows who this man is anymore.
A lot of people know.
Nope.
My generation grew up with this guy.
No, they don't.
The ghost of Jerry Glanville.
He's alive. We found out this morning.
83 years old. He's still coaching at some obscure Western Oklahoma. Western Oklahoma college that, like, you learn how to do mining.
Okay, how is he going to send out congratulations? There's no way he's got a Twitter.
He's on Instagram.
No, he's not.
I follow him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Because you wouldn't know he was
alive.
He
followed me back.
He did not. Shut up.
He did.
So the ghost of Jerry Glanville,
who is still alive, is going to reach out and congratulate the boys.
Okay.
Because that's all I got for Atlanta.
All right, great. Again, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, just after 9 o'clock to recap those picks. We are trying to figure out what Ryan's going to be for Atlanta.
It's a tough call, man. Because Atlanta's a weird town.
Yeah. And again, there are things you can be. But
and
then,
there's you can't be.
Yeah, there are things. Yeah, you're gonna. You'll never be able to talk into a microphone.
I mean, it's
ever
been
again.
The capital of many different things.
Sure, sure.
For the South.
Well, we'll find not a lot of them great.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.